What's up, guys? This is episode 272 of the PS4 Blackcast. I am JCM. With us this week is Isley.
Yo.
And Messiah.
Hello.
Here we are. I know I say it a lot, but not really much to talk about. I think the biggest bit of news this week was the fact that Epic is closing down Paragon in April. They had an interview about Fortnite with Game Informer. It was about a 13-minute Skype call that I had listened to and watched from, I think, about a week ago. I think it was when it was. So it wasn't that long ago. And they were talking about how they had moved some people from the Paragon team over to the Fortnite team. But how it's not, shouldn't be a big concern because, you know, it's all just one, all the teams there, it's just one giant team. They just kind of move people back and forth. It's not like, you know, like developing two games at the same time. These games are already out. It's just bringing people on to, you know, do features or whatnot. And there were some concerns about Paragon. There's been some concerns about Paragon for a while. I know Andrew Renee on the Kind of Funny Games Daily, she and also, what's the other show she's on? What's Good Games? There we go. She's a huge fan of Paragon. She talks to Greg a lot in that podcast about playing that game and how it seems is not getting as much support recently. Even though it has a really strong fan base, I don't think it's necessarily a big fan base. So yeah, it was kind of a shock that came out and they said they're going to close it in April and everybody's going to go over to basically Fortnite is probably what's going to happen. But I think the craziest thing is that they're refunding anyone who spent any money in the game ever since launch.
Jeez.
Which I think is like the biggest goodwill you could possibly do.
Yeah.
How long has the game been out for?
Let's see. I feel like it's been out for a while. So let's see. Paragon Wiki. Because that'll be the easiest way to do it. That's the fandom. I don't want that. I want like the Paragon. Okay. Let's see. Game started pay-to-play early access in March of 2016 and free-to-play access to its open beta starting February 2017. So it's been up at least since March 2016 as pay-to-play early access.
That's a crazy goodwill gesture then.
Yeah, I'm really curious like what the... I like how it says release canceled because it hasn't technically come out of open beta. Yeah, that's just crazy. Like, I'm curious, you know, how... A, I'm curious how many people spent money in the game, but... Yeah, that's nuts. And it's coming direct from them, not from, like, they won't get the refund from, like, through the PlayStation Store. It comes direct from Epic. But yeah, that's crazy. But it's cool that they're doing that.
So I did read the article about how they had expected that that would close because of how well Fortnite was doing. Essentially, that Fortnite did so well, they kind of destroyed the chances of... Paragon.
Well, you figure, I mean, Fortnite really picked up once they introduced the Battle Royale. And because even then it wasn't necessarily a huge game in its open beta or early access when it came out. And then it really picked up steam when they released the Battle Royale mode for people who own the game and then eventually turned it to free to play for just that mode. And then they shot up, you know, to 20 million users pretty quick.
I wonder if this is like, so obviously a huge goodwill gesture, but I wonder if it's kind of because they're banking on Fortnite being their biggest cash cow and they're saying, you know, hey, you guys, basically check this out, check out Fortnite. We're trying to do a goodwill gesture. We're a cool studio.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what you want to do. They have microtransactions within Fortnite. So, you know, who knows how many people are actually buying the skins. I mean, I've put $100 into Fortnite, buying their in-game currency. Granted, that wasn't like necessarily my money. It was more like a bonus kind of thing that wasn't necessarily cash, but had a long story. Anyways, it wasn't necessarily money that I could have used for, like I had to use for a gift card kind of thing. And I figured, oh, I'll just buy a PSN card. And then I end up, hey, I like this game. I did buy the base version when it's out just to support, which I think was on sale for like $20. But I wanted these skins. I was like, you know what? I'll just... give them $100. I don't care. I've had a shit ton of fun with this game. Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see what they do. Because I know apparently people think they have Unreal Tournament in the works. But of course, that's Windows and Mac only.
Mm-hmm.
At least initially. I know they do have console versions of Unreal that have come out in the past on a PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. But yeah, it'll be crazy to see. I mean, it's nuts thinking that Fortnite 2 gets like basically weekly updates. There's always like a weekly patch to fix something or to, you know, increase server load times, stuff like that. Stability updates like every week. And then it's like, it's almost new content as well every week for the Battle Royale mode and the Save the World. Save the World, not as much as Battle Royale. And that's now you kind of got this little schism between people who like the Save the World campaign mode versus the people who play Battle Royale, because obviously the Battle Royale is free. But they have kind of shifted some focus back towards the main campaign, updating that more frequently for those players. I haven't played it yet. I did the tutorial. It seems like it'd be fun. I definitely want to try it, but I've just been having too much fun with the Battle Royale mode. But yeah, it's just constant updates. So I'm really curious what that means if they bring everyone over to start working on it. Like, are they going to... They just released a revamped version of the map. It feels like an entirely new map, even though it has a lot of the same locations. They just changed the biomes and added new points of interest on one side of the map, but it feels brand new. So it's like, are you going to start working on another map just in general, kind of like how PUBG has two maps now? Or are you going to work on new limited time modes more frequently? Like, I'm curious what these extra people working on it is going to do. Like, are you going to have more dedicated Save the World development for the campaign? But yeah, I mean, it sucks for the people who are playing Paragon, and I especially figure for the people that worked on that game who were super excited about it to have that kind of go down. But I feel like that genre, that MOBA-esque one's kind of hard to do. I mean, Lawbreakers, that's didn't do well either. But
what was that one?
That was the one from Cliffy B. It was the one where we had like no gravity or whatever you can do. Where that had like there's strong small group of people that really liked it, but it did not do well. I think its concurrent players at one point was like super low. I think the lowest it got was like in the hundreds. Which made it tough for those people to actually find like games to get into. But I think Lawbreakers even closed down. But I'd have to look into that. But yeah, it's nuts. But hopefully they just make Fortnite better, because it'd be great if they had these two, you know, competing, granted they're not identical, but just these two competing battle royales that continue to just grow. But yeah, it'd be, and especially to push one another, like, hey, this is what we do. Granted, now they're drifting different directions a little bit now, of course, because they're entirely different styles of gameplay, but I definitely look forward to the future of Fortnite to see what they add. But yeah, it's just nuts. At least it's a while out, though. But yeah, aside from that, it's like not a ton else in the news. I know as far as new releases, Monster Hunter World came out. I got a lot of people on my friends list are playing that right now.
I want to play it so bad.
Yeah, if it had one thing that would have brought me into it is if it had like a really strong campaign and story and stuff. But I hear that's like just super generic and the weakest part, and so I'm not fully pulled into that gameplay loop.
That single player campaign is not what Monster Hunter is about, right? Kind of thing. So it's never really been the strong point, which they could have changed with this, because it's such like massive release for Monster Hunter, because it's always been like, at least like the last few releases have been like handheld releases. Mm-hmm. And it's been on PSP and it's really popular on 3DS, and then there was finally one on, is there one on the Switch, or is there one coming out for the Switch?
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. People want one for the Switch. I don't know. It's always been like a take and go with you kind of game. So for it to have like this massive, like really nice looking console release one, I feel like they could have pushed like a nice single player campaign out for it, but whatever. At least it's still got dragons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we also had the Hidden Ones DLC, the first of the two big DLCs for Assassin's Creed came out.
Have you played it?
No, not yet. I've been busy with Fortnite, and I was watching Handmaid's Tale all week, so I took up my game time for single-player stuff, and I popped into it last night, but then it was like, I didn't realize they... I was like, what the fuck's with these icon changes? Like, all the quest markers have different... Mm-hmm. They change for the difficulty. And I was like, what the hell is this bluish-green icon over here? And I go to... It's like Sign from the Gods or something like that. And I was like, what? And he's like, a meteor just falls from the sky. And I'm like, what? And then I realized, oh, it's the FF15 tie-in.
Yeah.
So I did that side quest. Kind of bummed that the Chocobo is just a camel with a Chocobo outfit kind of on it.
The Chocobo looks so bad. I can't even use it. It's so weird. If you don't look at
the feet, you're okay. But it still makes camel sounds and everything else. But
yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'll like that sword or not, but
I like it because it's glowy.
Yeah.
And it's like almost the same kind of sword as the one I was using, which is the Anubis one.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, sure, whatever, I'll use it.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely want to give the game a go. I'd probably do some of the other side quests that are in the base game that I didn't do that were in the top left of the map, because they were, at that point, I didn't need to do them, because I don't know why they went so much crazier further in level than the base game, but then it was like, I'm just going to finish the game. So I'll probably go to those other quests just to get a feel back for the game again, and then definitely do the DLC. I look forward to it. But other than that, I don't think there's much else as far as new release content.
I thought something else came out the same day Monster Hunter came out, but I can't remember what now.
Well, let's go like this. Let's look at the store, see what the store says. There's also a lot of coughing. A lot of deals going on PSN right now. There's a 10% discount code. Just it's scroll down, says save 10%. It like pops up right there. But there's also this like a PlayStation Essentials sale going on for games and movies. Like Persona 5 is $30. Tealu Remastered's $10. Call of Duty World War II is $45 for PlayStation Plus.
Mm-hmm.
I almost wanted to pick it up just to play the game. Plus my brother's playing it. I was like, oh, I can play it with him. But there's a lot of game deals. Let's see what else we got in here. There's Hellblade's on sale. I don't know the price because I purchased it, so it won't show me, of course. But the Battlefield 1, the base game with all the expansions, is $24 for PlayStation Plus. It's a great deal. Still a huge player base in that.
Mm-hmm.
Alien Isolation's on sale. Last Guardian, Battlefront, Pyre. What else we got? Octodad. Well, that's just free. So, well, I guess it's free for me because I bought it when it's free. I don't know. It says free, but
I do want to play Pyre.
Titanfall 2, Ultimate Editions, $20. Axiom Verge is on sale. Destiny 2 is on sale. I don't know what the base game. It must be 30% off because the collector's edition is 30% off as well. XCOM 2, The Surge, which I hear some good things about. It's very Dark Souls-like, but a little more customization kind of thing. Mass Effect Andromeda. They have that Battlefield 1 Titanfall 2 bundle that's $40. That's a fantastic deal for both those games. Dear Esther, Shadow of War. Is $42. A lot of really good deals going on here. Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy, definitely do some of those. But now I'm starting to get into like the weeds. I forgot the Ezio collection was thing. That's $25. Unity
that's
is
a good 12. Deal for those games.
Black Flag is, I like that Black Flag is more than Unity. Like Unity's base game price is $30 and Black Flag's base game price is $50. Oh, it's the gold edition. Never mind. That's why.
Oh.
I didn't see the gold. It was a little banner at the top. A lot of GTA 5 packs. Divinity Original Sin Enhanced Edition's on sale, but I don't know for how much because I own it. Inside, No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky.
Soma's on sale again. Watch Dogs 1. What Remains of Edith Finch. Yeah, a lot of good deals going on there. But anyways, back to new releases. Let's go. I don't want what's hot. I want games. And let's say new. So we had Monster Hunter, Lost Sphere.
Oh, that's the other one that came out.
Dragon Ball Fighters came out.
Yeah.
Kingdom New Lands, Iconoclast. Apparently, Elder Scrolls Online Morrowind has a new price of 50% off. But, man, it's still one of those games. It was on sale for like $1 one time. I was like, I feel like I could get plenty of content out of that game being an MMO and just run around playing it for, you know, $1 or whatever.
Yeah.
I really wanted to do it, but I was like, I kind of wanted to go in there with like a couple friends and just be like, let's just screw around in Elder Scrolls Online.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of good deals. But yeah, I haven't... I looked at Lost Sphere, and I was thinking about it, but I... based on reviews, I was like, wow, it didn't seem like a game I wanted to get into right now, so I was kind of like holding off. I could see maybe hopping into it at some point, but...
I kind of want to wait to get it for Switch, because when I do get a Switch, I want to have, like, a good, like, RPG that I can just kind of pick away at while I'm out somewhere or at work or something, but...
Right.
I really do want to play it.
Yeah, and I was tempted to get Dragon Ball Fighters, but I know I probably won't play it a whole lot if I do get it, even though it looks really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's it for the new releases. I was trying to think of like, oh, well, when I finished South Park, I'm like, great, now I have nothing to play that's single player. And like, I got the AC DLC, so I got that at least. But I have no major single player games I can play. And then I was trying to look at, see what comes out, and I guess I don't have anything until Shadow of the Colossus, which comes out week after next, so I'll have that. And then I have to wait till March for, what comes out in March? Something comes out in March. And then God of War in April.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's something else that happened, is the God of War got an announcement date. Now, we talked about that last week. Yeah, because Izzy said that trailer made him really interested. And then we talked about Corey Barlog liking that release date.
420.
I'm going to look. PS4 2018 release date. I didn't know Metacritic started keeping release dates as well the other day. I was like, that's interesting.
Hmm.
So according to... Whoa. This is Games Radar has the list. So we just had Monster Hunter. Shadow Colossus is the 6th. There's Dynasty Warriors 9. Kingdom Come Deliverance. Metal Gear Survive comes out on the 20th. There's like a 5-minute trailer that popped up for that. And I was like, it was like all like story content kind of stuff. I was just like, and then it shows the main character like just sneaking around and taking out the enemies. I was like, ah, that looks fun though. That Metal Gear style of just sneaking and taking out enemies. Wow. Moss comes out sometime in February. That's that VR game with the mouse. A Way Out comes out in March. Okay, so that's March. That's right. I knew something. No Kuni 2 is in March.
No Kuni.
That's right. Far Cry 5 is March 27th. I'm definitely looking forward to that. So Shadow Glasses, Far Cry 5, God of War. That's the order I was looking at. For some reason, that game Agony, that first-person horror game, like takes place in hell or something, it has a release date of the 30th, but I don't remember that getting a release date. I just remember seeing that trailer that seemed very concept trailer-like. But yeah.
Maybe it's a placeholder release date. Like they put... like January 1st, usually, as a placeholder.
It's not that they wouldn't do March. I guess if the 30th is Tuesday, because they just wouldn't put the 31st to... But yeah, they're like, oh, end of the quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then... Days Gone doesn't have a release date. That just says early 2018. Red Dead 2 is spring. Detroit doesn't have a release date. Vampire doesn't have a release date. There's a lot of games, just no release dates. We Happy Few doesn't have a release date, just this summer. Metro Exodus is supposed to be fall. Skull and Bones is in the fall. Apparently Shenmue 3 is in the second half of 2018. Let's see. I feel like it's just getting into the... Okay, Dreams doesn't have a release date. Darksiders 3, Guacamelee 2, Call of Cthulhu, Bloodstained, Ritual of Night has no release date. Code Vein, no release date. Spider-Man, FF7 remake. Who knows if that actually comes out this year. Anthem got delayed, of course, to 2019. Oh, that was another thing. Anthem got delayed.
Boo.
Yeah, a lot of 2019 games here. Ghost of Tsushima has no release date, of course. But it's probably 2019. Tila 2 is probably 2019. So it's just stranding. But yeah, that's kind of it. So it's like one game a month, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. It'd be interesting. I'm curious when Red Dead comes out. I wonder if it'll come out in like a before E3 or during E3. That'd be interesting. But you figure, I also wonder when like Spider-Man and Detroit are going to come out. Because God of War is in April. I guess you can do Spider-Man in May, perhaps. Late May. Maybe that could be the June one. I don't know. Apparently, a story from comicbook.com says Spider-Man release date may have been leaked from retailer. And the leak is saying September 28th. That's interesting.
That's a ways off, jeez.
Yeah. But, yeah. What a. I guess I have been wanting to get back and focusing on Battlefield 1. I did hop in there a while back, play a new map, and it was a lot of fun because there's a lot of new content for it that I definitely want to give a shot. But I do miss playing Battlefield 1. So I figured in the absence of single player content after I finish the Assassin's Creed DLC, I'll probably just play the Battlefield 1 stuff. I'm curious if Evil Within 2 is going to get DLC like the first game did. But we'll see.
They haven't announced any DLC for it yet or anything?
I don't think so. I don't even think there's a season pass. Let me look at the game page, see if there's a a season pass for it.
It seems weird. It's been out a while and to not even have like a DLC promised or anything yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember if the first game, when they first announced DLC for the first game though. PlayStation stores had a problem. Yeah, PSN's been having some issues this week. Random outages for in just spotty places. Like the other night, my cousin and I were going to play Fortnite, and then he just randomly couldn't get on. And luckily, he got on like 30 minutes later, and we played some matches. But yeah, he was having trouble, but I wasn't.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, it was. I don't know if it was one of those like you're okay as long as you're signed in kind of issues. But he was signed in; he just wasn't in the game. So I don't know. But, and I don't know what it is, but the Hulu app, man, Hulu app on PS4 has sucked recently. At least when I was trying to watch Handmaid's Tale, it just constant buffer, like every few seconds. And it was so annoying. And then I watched some other random show that was like from the 90s that was a low quality one. So it's 4x3 and that had no buffer issues. So I don't know if it's just buffering in that HD-ness and it's having problems. I didn't try any other shows that were in HD, but it was super obnoxious. I was like, I just wanted to watch on my TV, so I had to watch on my computer. First world problems. But it was just like, what's up with this app, man? It's not working.
So do that thing where it buffers for 2 seconds and then gets all pixelated for like 20 minutes?
No, it never gets pixelated. It's not like where Netflix, I used to get a lot of Netflix with Netflix buffering
back in the day.
But no, it's just like it plays HD for like 20 seconds and it just stops and does the buffer for like 5 seconds. Then it goes back, and then 20 seconds later, it stops and does the buffer for 5 seconds. It's like, come on, God. Man, I can't do this for 55 minutes.
Just go to pixelated mode. I don't care. I just want to watch the show.
Yeah, just go to 720 if you need to. I don't care. Just, I want to watch it.
But weird.
Yeah, just go on my computer's fine. Do it there. Had no problems.
I wonder if it has to do with the PSN crap.
Yeah, I think, you know, that probably could have been it because I didn't experience anything else. So, yeah, it could have been very well related to the PSN. But it was odd because Netflix didn't have it. Like, or the YouTube app didn't either. It was just the Hulu one. I was like, yeah, that's kind of odd. But who knows? Yeah, that's kind of it for the news and releases. Definitely look forward to Shadow of the Colossus. But yeah, oh, we did have David Jaffe did tweet out that Bartlett Jones was had to cancel their project that they were working on, and they suffered some layoffs, unfortunately.
Yeesh.
Yeah, that was unfortunate, but yeah, outside of that, I think that was basically it. I'm trying to see what else there was, but not much else. But yeah, I guess we can't really talk about, like, we could talk about games, because even though all I've been doing is Fortnite, kind of, but I'm trying to think if there's any. I did finish South Park. I talked about that last week, I think. I tried to go back in because I didn't realize there was like a secret boss I didn't do. So I went back to go do the boss, but it was like super hard. I'm like, I don't want to do this.
No, it's like a super boss.
Yeah, it's like just way too much health, and they're super strong, and I'm basically capped out as high as I can be on my power level. So I'm like, I can't. I don't want to. There's no point to put myself through it because I already beat the game. So I don't need to
go through Ozma of South Park.
Yeah, but man, it was a. That game was so much fun. I love that whole grid change they did to the combat. It really changed up. And everybody, depending on who you had, because they had that grid aspect, just completely changes the flow of combat and what moves they can do and how they can attack. I like that a lot. It was a lot of fun. And yeah, just Fortnite. What have you been playing?
Monster Hunter Stories and Dark Souls 3.
Yeah, I see on Dark Souls 3 still a lot.
She carried me through a boss.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't carry you through a boss. I just ended up killing it.
Yeah. And like, no, it was carrying.
And then proceeded to die to the very next one 4 times.
That's what yeah, you did.
And then the one after that, 2 times. And then the one after that, I lost count because I was so angry.
Yeah, one of the YouTubers I follow, he started doing, I guess he tried Bloodborne way back in the day, but recording it was kind of a pain in the ass because he can only do it like straight off the PS4. He started to go back to it. So, but I didn't know he did it years back. So I watched him and like he almost beats the. I was like, oh, this is gonna be good. You know, watch someone I want to just play his game. I'm like, okay, let's watch him get wrecked. it's usually what I'm used to whenever I watch him and I know play one of those kind of games. And he totally almost beats the wolf at the beginning of the game with no weapon. I'm like, all right, never mind. He knows what he's doing. And then I realized that he's actually played all the Dark Souls games, so he's familiar with the whole
series. Well, the wolf is easy. All you got to do is get behind it and do a visceral.
Right. He's not fully, doesn't remember how to do visceral attacks, so he was just beating it with his fists. it was really funny because he was dodging. Like, he was doing really good. And then he ends up, like, it's right near the end. The wolf hits him once, and he goes, oh, no, see, now you messed up because I'm going to have to take you down. And then he just starts swinging at him, and he gets the last hit, runs out of his stamina. Wolf has, like, a sliver of health, and the wolf's like, nope, just smacks him, kills him. He goes, like, all right, never mind, you took me down. and that was really funny. But, yeah, watch him. He's unfortunately got 2 episodes up so far because it's just the Twitch VODs. But, yeah, because he's... I guess when he played previously, he got to at least Vicar Amelia on years back. But yeah, I look forward to watching that. But then I was like, man, now I kind of want to. And then I watched Vadi's his commentary on all that cut content that had been posted that I'd shown you guys. And then his commentary on everything, I was like, man, now I kind of want to play Bloodborne again.
I know, right? It's that game where it's like you see a little allusion to it, and you're like, I really want to play that game now.
That's why I'm just holding out for a sequel, so that I don't have to play Bloodborne 1 again.
Like, that'd be a bad thing. You're like, oh, I gotta play the first one again.
It's not a bad thing. It's just like, certain games I go back to so frequently that eventually I'm going to hit a point where the entire year is just me cycling through games I've already played.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I already do that with some of the Souls games, where I play like one Souls game every year or so, and then I play Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask frequently. Last of Us I play pretty often. It's just going to get bigger and bigger.
Yeah, Last of Us is a game I want to get back in the multiplayer too. Just queue up with no groups and play it, but I'm sure it's been a while. I'll probably just get wrecked.
Mm-hmm.
But I can always just wait for the second one and play the multiplayer there, but I do really miss the multiplayer from Tilu. But you just been playing Dark Souls as well, Isley?
Yep, pretty much. But unlike Zaya, I've been carrying multiple characters through.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
He's got a different name every time I summon him, so I'm like, I hope this is you.
You just gotta do PSN ID, not a character name.
If you have the password, it literally is the only thing you can summon. Like, you can only summon me.
It's like, there's only one person that could be summoned with this code. But
yesterday, though, I heard Michael in the back go, who's carrying who through this game after I died on a boss and Zaya beat it? And I'm like, well, we'll see how that goes now.
It's like, listen, you haven't been here for the other 80% of the game.
That's funny. I was like Bloodborne 2. There's times where I'll die and then Zaya goes ahead and finishes off the boss.
Mm-hmm. But,
yeah, it's good times. Yeah. Waiting for more games to come out, man.
I'll probably play Assassin's Creed and do the DLC soon. I haven't done that yet, and I gotta do the Final Fantasy Festival before it ends this Wednesday.
Mm. Yeah, I still have that NVIDIA GeForce Now beta is going on, and I was like, well, I could buy Divinity Original Sin 2 and then just play that using the streaming service. And I was like, I want to do it so bad, but it's like, it's such a long game. My concern was like, well, what if I get it and then like the service stops and like, okay, beta's over. And I'm like, I can't finish it. And I'm like, I gotta get a PC so I can play it, or just have to wait till they get a Mac release.
Just have to move on with your life and forget about it.
Yeah, like, damn it. But yeah, I really want to play that game. I'd love to play that game co-op. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Oh, dude, I'd totally play that game co-op with you.
But, yeah, it would be, See, I was hoping they would have, like, a console release of it pretty quickly. That way I could just do co-op that way. Play on PS4. But
yeah, I'd rather play that on PS4 than a PC, but has it been confirmed for PS4?
No, but you figure they released the Divinity Original Sin Remastered or Enhanced Edition on consoles. So they would have to, they could do, if it, the number's so well, they'll do it again with this one, but they got to do Mac first. But then the console release came out pretty quickly after the Mac version for the first game. So it all depends on sales. That's the thing, is like, I have no idea, like, as it sold well, you know, it's got critically acclaimed, people love it, like, what are the sales figures? I need to know, because I need to know if I have to buy it on, you know, just get the PC version and stream it, or what? Because I really want to play it. But yeah,
I want Pillars of Eternity to come out on console.
There you go. Yeah. Trying to look and see if there's anything else that I missed. I feel like there was something else I wanted to note. I was like, oh, I should note this, talk about it on the podcast, but of course I never fucking remember.
Of course you didn't.
No, but it'll be like, I'll remember it once we're done, and then mm-hmm. I'll be like,
we'll get a text like, oh, I forgot to talk about this.
Yeah. But, yeah, I can't see anything else.
I just want you guys to know that because I'm playing Dark Souls right now, I'm using push to talk with my foot.
Nice. I used to do that when I was playing 14. Like, unless I was...
I know, that's why I told you, because I remembered.
Yeah. If I was leaning forward, I would just use my pinky to hit the command key. If I was sitting back, I'd like, well, I can put my foot up on the desk and just press it with my big toe. But then I'd have to talk louder because I'm further away from the mic. And it was nighttime, I didn't want to do that. I was like, nah, I'll just lean forward. Plus, usually if I'm really engaged, I'm always leaning forward when I'm playing a game anyway. But, yeah, I guess that's it for news and what we're doing. And that's a short episode. Surprised it. I guess that kind of makes sense.
Not I was gone for most of it because of a repair guy.
That's true.
Who just walked out, and I didn't say anything. He just left, and I don't know if he's done or not.
Did he fix your thing?
I don't know. He got a call and said okay and just left. Just walked out.
Nice. Okay.
Well done. Well, I guess that'll wrap it up for this episode then. On the shorter side, since I don't know games to talk about that, you know, keep impressions on. No Monster Hunter Worlds discussions.
I don't want to buy it.
Yeah, I was hoping I'd...
I'll get it eventually.
I really wanted more of the Assassin's Creed DLC to be under my belt before this episode, but I just couldn't get to it. I'll just play it later today. But, all right. Well, I guess that'll wrap it up for this episode then. So thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, Izzy. Thank you, Zaya, for joining.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I get a thank you for disappearing.
Yeah, I'll just insert random, No. It just sounds like, I agree. Totally.
Random Izzy comments.
But... just make him super agreeable.
Easily soundboard.
Yeah. And we will see you guys next time.
Bye.
Later.